This is Olga.
Namaste.
Olga, you tell us a little bit about your story, how you came to Sarping, what you did before.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, my name is Olga Sotnikova. I'm from Russia. I born in Siberia. Last 10 years I live in Moscow. And I've been ground staff for Emirates Airlines. And finally one day I understood that my heart needs to do something more than just to work for the money. So I start my travel, and suddenly in Nepal, when I came to make my Indian visa, I hear about some strange guys who are doing something magical, like hospital for the poor village somewhere in Nepal. And Kathmandu I consider the most dirty city I ever saw. So I decided that I have to see it. I came to Sarping and I stayed 2 months there.
You stayed 2 months there. So what did you find when you came to Sarping for the first time? What was your first impression seeing it as it is now? Or as it was 2 months ago?
First impression, village. Real village. And when I saw the guys show me, I'm sorry, this is normal, the toilet. It was, you know, this plastic windy thing. And it reminds me the communist time when the people, you know, were full of enthusiasm. They came to the just wild place and they start to do it. And of course, first what was built and what exists already, and it's so comfortable and beautiful. We have this real toilet. And, you know, this is, I think it's first one in this village, and right, the yeah. people came to see it, and they are looking inside, and they are thinking, it's good example that even in the village you can live normal life, guys.
Yeah, that's the way we plan from Berner Verein, to give example there by just doing things and letting the locals help and employ them so they can learn how to build at their own properties, same style wash and wash house.
Yeah.
And so it's easy because they can learn with us how to do it, and if they like, they can take it over.
I'm sure they like it because in these countries they have idea that everything what is coming from foreign countries, from abroad, is good. So and they see that we are doing by our hands, we are the same as they are. Just we know how to use some tools which they never saw even. But we show them and they really interested. And from day to day you see that, you know, they don't know how to read, but they somehow they're growing up every day. Nice.
So they are definitely learning by the example we are giving, by doing it ourselves that way. And that is making them more awake. And did you find some changes in the behavior of the local within the 2 months where you have been there?
Yes, even with me. even with me. At the beginning, I was something funny to came to look as a clown. New clown came. After a while, they see that this clown is not living. Because some people, they came and, you know, like, pass by. They see that, wow, people are working here and this woman is, like, really, she's digging. No. So there was such people. So that was a clown. So they came and passed by. But this is, like, they see that, okay, she's staying and she's every day doing something. And especially the girls who is helping in the house, everyday communication, and they... After a while, I see that the criteria of cleaning, the criteria of how it's keeping them, the process of cooking even, it's changing. So it's not like one knife for everything, that after onion you have to wash it and after you cut another thing. So they, and I see it, at the beginning I was trying to explain, but it was like, no. And I just show that I'm doing like this, and I'm doing like this, and this is I do like this. And after a while I see that, wow, good girls, you understand, thank you. Because it's like a present for me. That
yeah, yeah.
I give my heart and I see it. It's coming back. It's the energetical process.
And there's a lot to do on the hygienic level, so that they get out of the dirt they cook in partly now, and the complete livelihood. And we will see how this proceeds. But first, that there should be a good cleaning place at the house. That is a good improvement, I think. What do you think about that?
It's actually the health problem. Mostly they have because of this anti-sanitarial. How does they don't have this? They don't have this idea of that washed hands is good. That you need to drink water. Okay, at least 1 liter water. When we started to talk with the people, with them, because in the project involved the medical center. And the people have a lot of gastric problem because they drink maximum 2 cups a day. And it's not water, it's just chai. So, and they don't like water, and they laugh about. And I found a way to explain girls through the beauty, that girls, your skin be more beauty during longer time because your skin full of water, and they start to think about this. And the next question was, but I don't like the taste of water. I say, come on. After a while, you understand the real taste. And now we have a local, Kamal, local manager, his assistant, and he speaks good English. We ask him to tell all the people he who knows and who is coming about the water, and people laugh. He's explaining them in Nepal, and we see that they laugh about him. That, come on.
Yeah. We will do. There's some work in the schools also on normal lesson pace for the older children between 14 and 18. We are planning to do some lessons on those basic things and distribute that by the schools. And what is your personal experience of these 2 months?
I just start. I discovered that I have something in, maybe in the blood, the experience of gardening, but I need to learn about, and it's completely different from what I, the earth and all this, because I make a garden. I was trying to find the way how to. But we are not too much succeed. Probably we need to find some ways.
And you have seen rice growing and being harvested.
Yeah, this is my new experience. I know how from this size the rice came to the table. And I know that mostly it's quite hard job, and it's on the shoulders of women and kids.
Yeah, right. That's so, the social problem, yeah.
Yeah, this is also, I think, the mission of this project, to show that the men have to be a man.
Yeah.
It have to be power and movement.
Right, yeah. And what did you yourself plant, and what in the garden did you do? How did you find your mission there?
Wow, I try... Just to put it like the seeds in the ground. It's not working like this. Also, I try to mix it with a... I don't know how to say. From when you burn in the oven, from this, from the
from
oven.
From the ashes.
Yeah, so yeah. Mix it with the ash.
Yeah.
But it's also look like not working. And now we found trying the new way, cleaning the mud and the earth from stones, because it's...
Yeah.
It's mountains, yeah. It's too much stone. And it's look like it's working. And growing the in the beginning, growing in the small pots.
The seedlings.
Yeah.
And then planting the seedlings out, yeah.
But I think there is some other way, because it's too much complicated. And people live here and make gardening centuries, so we just need to search, I'm sure, in the history.
Yeah.
Something... Traditional and very simple, usually traditional methods, the most simplest.
So you're taking good memories with you from Sapping, and will you come back?
Definitely. Okay. I'm just going to have a small rest on the ocean. I miss it. And I will come back, and I promise people, because half of the village came to say goodbye. It was quite a sensitive moment.
Okay. very much for...
Namaste.